with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Miami is set to host the third GOP presidential debate tonight. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton is there and has a preview.
Five candidates will face off here in South Florida this evening. Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says this debate comes at a critical time in the election cycle.
I think this is going to be one of the most pivotal debates. We are really excited, but this is a moment that we have to meet as a party.
NBC News is televising the debate, which is co-sponsored by the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Miami.
The debate tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Also at SRNNews.com, the group of seven wealthy nations announcing a unified stance on the Israel-Hamas war after intensive meetings in Tokyo, condemning Hamas and supporting Israel's right to self-defense. But the group also called for the unimpeded delivery of food, water, medicine, and fuel, and for pauses in the fighting. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress continues to work in good faith toward its November 17th appropriations deadline to avert a government shutdown.
We're working earnestly on that. We certainly want to avoid a government shutdown. It's a dangerous time around the world right now. We recognize that, and we're doing our job.
Congress only has a few legislative days on the calendar before the Thanksgiving break, and after that, only 3 weeks to work with in December. Authorities warning residents to shelter in place. That's after a chemical plant explosion in Shepherd, Texas. A large plume of smoke could be seen in the sky after that explosion. A nearby private school evacuated. No injuries have been reported. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 68 points and the NASDAQ losing 4 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the theory of evolution.
A Suffolk University USA Today poll reveals that 37% of adults do not believe that human beings evolved from anything, stating that they were created by God in their present form. 24% think we did evolve from animals, but that God directed the process. And another 29% say, quote, humans evolved into their present form without divine intervention. Most likely to support creationism are Southerners, women, and Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sexual harassment has killed a Catholic church in Baltimore. The Archdiocese says it will end religious services at St. Benedict Church after its longtime pastor was suspended and no new priests are available. Pascal Morlino was dismissed because he admitted to making a payment several years ago to settle sexual harassment allegations by another man. This is SRN News. In consumer news, correspondent Rita Foley reports on why GM's Cruise Autonomous Vehicles Unit is recalling all 950 of its cars.
One of its cars was involved in an accident in San Francisco last month and dragged a pedestrian to the side of a street. That person had first been hit by another vehicle with a human driver and was then sent into the path of a Cruise autonomous car, which initially stopped but then still hit the person. The person was critically injured. Cruise says it's updating the software on its autonomous vehicles.
Correspondent Rita Foley. And in health-related news, the FDA approving a new version of diabetes drug Mounjaro for weight loss. Clinical trials have shown that people who do not have diabetes but do have elevated body mass indexes lost considerable weight when they used Mounjaro. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.